Well, Cork sitting back here on Joyce, what's it like to be an All-Ireland winner?
Oh, just unbelievable feeling, really. You know, we're working 9 months now. We're training for this, and yeah, it's unreal. The feeling when the final whistle blew was unbelievable, really.
It's been such a strange championship, such a long wait. You had just to keep focus for so long.
Yeah, it's a credit to Pat. He put in a huge amount of effort during lockdown. You know, we were training by ourselves, and like it all paid off tonight. You know, the dark nights training down in Castlemartre, and it all paid off tonight. It was unbelievable.
I suppose there were times in the build-up when you wonder, would the long break affect the team? But you started at absolutely helter-skelter pace.
Yeah, in training, we're training A versus B games, and like the B team were nearly beating us every training. You know, it's just, we've an unbelievable panel, and you know, it stood to us today at the end. We drove it on at the end.
And that start really, Ciarán, was crucial because you had won 4 on the board very, very early on. It was crucial because Dublin came back so strong at you.
Yeah, Pat instilled in us at the start, you know, come out like a train, you know. And yeah, we did that today, and yeah, I think we got 1-4 straight away, and that was a huge part in winning today.
And obviously the goal was a big score early on. It gave you a real cushion.
Yeah, we kind of built confidence after that. Like, we belief inside in us that we could win it. And yeah, it was a huge goal.
And your role at centre-back obviously has been pivotal in this team. You took down some great ball from the air again tonight.
Yeah, you know, I like playing there, all right. It's a nice position to play, and you know, and I work a lot in training, and you know, it paid off today anyway.
You've been together for so long as a group. It must be almost a surreal feeling now to reach the end of this journey.
Yeah, I think it's 18 months now. We started, I think it was end of 2019 we started training. And yeah, you know, it's unreal feeling today. You know, all them 18 months paid off today.
And of course, the flip side of it is that a lot of you are going to be together again. You're going to be back out again on Tuesday week. It's so unusual.
Yeah, we've 16 of us now involved in 10 days' time. It's a quick turnaround, all right, but look, we've the panel there. There's good players there, and yeah, we're looking forward to that again. I know we'll enjoy tonight and tomorrow, and we'll see after that. We might have another few nights, but no, we'll see. You know, we'll have 10 days' time in our minds, all right, but we'll enjoy tonight definitely first anyway.
All of you guys weren't even born the last time Cork won an under-21 comparative title. We know it's under-20 now, 1998. It's such a long time. It's a huge monkey off the back, really, for Cork underage hurling. Are you aware of the significance of the win?
Yeah, you know, we're crying out for an All-Ireland in Cork, which I think it was 2001 the last time they won an under-20. And yeah, it's a huge boost to Cork hurling, so yeah, I'm thrilled, really. Oh, sound dear, mate. Cheers. Nice one.
And on a personal level, of course, finally, it's going to be a hectic summer for you. Not alone are you back out with Cork, but also on the red of Castlemartre as well. You have a county final to look forward to.
Yeah, we're playing Russell Rovers in that now, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. You know, it's a big game for the club to stay up intermediate hurling, and yeah, no, it's a huge game for the club.
Well done again, Ciarán. Enjoy the socially distant celebration.
Thanks very much, Shane.